Alléluia. Alléluia. Let's give God all the praise. Worship Him as you're seated. Magnify the name of the Lord. Rekabali bosata likapla doskata lida. Eka bosata likatinda lika kapuka katia rabaskata lia. Raboskata lida brada basike debro doskata lida basata lida. We thank you. We give you praise. Lingra baskata liga. Lede boska tapopa tegea de kanga pose ke te de bomba lisa taya. Yes, we give you all the praise. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We worship you this morning. Thank you for your ever abiding presence. Thank you for your love. Thank you for all that you are to us. We magnify you and we glorify your name. As we gather according to your word, that's what we stand on. Where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in their midst. And so we know we will not leave here empty-handed. Thank you, because indeed there's a word for now for every soul seated in Jesus' name. For everyone that will fall under the anointing and will watch this, thank you, Lord, because they will receive of your throne, of your mercies in Jesus' name. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. Praise God. All right. Hallelujah. I'm sure you had a wonderful week. And I've told you, wonderful does not mean it's not stressful. Hallelujah. Wonderful simply means that you see God's wonders. Hallelujah. You see His hand in everything that you do. Amen. Life is not a bed of roses. In fact, the psalmist says, from the beginning of a man to his end, you're full of troubles. But what we know and our joy, we count it all joy. Hallelujah. When we face trials and temptations, because that we know that we are well able to overcome. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's the difference. Amen. This morning, I want to speak about understanding, why we need to get understanding. You have to understand things. Hallelujah. And if you will agree with me, everything that we do is based on our understanding. In fact, some people say that a man is a function of his understanding. Which means that whatever you see anybody do is a function of how he perceives or how you understand, how much he understands whatever he's doing. Hallelujah. Amen. So oftentimes when people do things, which takes us back to Mark chapter 12 we read this morning, when people do things, you look at it and say, how well does he understand what he's doing? Or whatever he's doing comes from a place of understanding. Amen. So if you see a man that engages in fighting, he believes that he can get himself justice, or he can prove to people who he is by his might. Amen. So he's going to use his fist and everything to speak. Hallelujah. And yet you see another man who ought to fight, and all he looks at, he simply keeps quiet and watches. Amen. He's both understanding. Hallelujah. Amen. But the things we understand are different. And how we understand things are also different. Amen. But there's a standard that we ought to have. Hallelujah. And this is the standard. Jeremiah. Jeremiah 9 and verse 24. So if you are going to boast or glory in anything at all, it has to be according to the standard of God. Hallelujah. He says, but let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, says the Lord. Hallelujah. He says, let him who glories, glory in these, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, says the Lord. So the Lord delights in loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness. Hallelujah. And so he says, if you glory at all, glory in the fact that you understand and you know God. Amen. Amen. You know that when we are, what happens to us, which we just begin to realize as we grow up, is that when we go to school, what school tries to make us do is to lay foundation. Okay? That's what the school gives us. It lays the foundation, trying to make us understand and see things in the perspective of the sciences or the social sciences. Hallelujah. And so they begin to lay that foundation. If you're in junior school, junior secondary, and then you get to DS3, then you decide, I want to be in technology. It's these days that they've changed it to technology, science, and art. When I was going to school, either you are in science or you're in art. Amen. I don't know what the difference between science and technology is. I don't know. But there's nothing we don't see as this generation continues to go. Amen. So they begin to separate based on what you want. But they're laying the foundation. And you have to understand. So what makes your choice? What influences your choice when you get to GS3 or year 9, as they call it now, okay, is that which one of these things do I understand the most and which one can I gravitate to the most? Amen. So nobody's ever going to choose what he doesn't understand. It doesn't happen. Okay? Well, it shouldn't happen. Let me not say it doesn't happen. Some people have the desire, and which is why now they brought in counseling into school. Okay? So when they get to that point, they begin to look at the student and tell, look, this is where your strength is. This is, and then he says, no, this is my desire. Okay? I say, no, you're not strong enough. You cannot, your understanding of these subjects does not show that you are going to be able to cope. Okay? I'm trying to tell you where understanding comes in. And so some people either follow the counseling or decide that, you know what, I just want to follow what I want to do. Amen. And then along the line, if they do not pick that understanding, things begin to happen and they do not begin to function or perform well in that field they've chosen. Amen. These are things that we can relate with. Okay? And that is why everybody's function in life is different. Hallelujah. Amen. Except you have a thorough understanding of what you are doing, you are not going to be able to find it easy. Last week, we were celebrating the mothers, and one of the things that came out was that except a man has chosen to thoroughly observe and understand the process of taking care of a child, when the mother is not around, it will be difficult. As long as taking care of a child is not you giving food, no. You care, especially when he's an infant. You care for the child and do every necessary thing. Even the, what do you call it? The expertise of it, how you handle all those things, it will show because it's based on understanding. If you have not been enough, you can't do it. Now God is saying that if you will glory in anything, glory in the fact that you understand and you know me. Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4, I read from verse 7. It says, hear, my children, the instruction of your father, and give attention to no understanding. Hallelujah. For I give you good doctrine. Do not forsake my law. When I was my father's son, tender and the only one in the sight of my mother, He also taught me and said to me, let your heart retain my words, keep my commands, and live. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget, nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all your getting, get understanding. Hallelujah. He says, therefore, wisdom is the principal thing, and in all your getting, get understanding. In verse 1, he says, hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to no understanding. If it wasn't that important, it would not be emphasized. First, we read in Jeremiah, and it says, if you boast, boast in the fact that you understand. So understand is that you know how this thing joins together. Hallelujah. You know how things work or happen. Okay? So, for instance, if... 2 weeks ago, I bought a technology for someone. I gave him a technology. And he was beginning to question me. This one. I said, look, this is the understanding that you need for what you have. Anything beyond what I'm telling you, you want to know how it works. It's going to bore you because that means you want me to tell you what I trained over the last 10 years. It's what you want me to teach you in one day. That cannot happen. What you need is how does this thing apply to me and how what should I look out for when it comes to working? Okay? Amen. So, for instance, this microphone I hold now, if I tell you now that the microphone has a diaphragm and it's the diaphragm that vibrates, you don't need all that nonsense, in quote. What you need is that when I speak to the microphone goes to a mixer and the mixer goes to an amplifier, an amplifier goes to a speaker, and that's why you can hear. So, and in fact, even the mixer and the amplifier, you don't need. All you need to do is that when I talk into this microphone, something in the middle creates and then pushes it to the speaker and it's loud. So when it's not working, you understand that there is a problem between this microphone and the speaker. Now when we now begin to query, that's when I say, okay, there's no problem with the amp and the amplifier. It must be the microphone. And I said, on Sunday, check the diaphragm. If the diaphragm is not vibrating, this microphone cannot transmit anything. Hallelujah. That's a lot of jargon that you don't need. What you need to know is that the microphone, when I speak to it, is going to make my voice heard louder than my voice itself. Amen. Hallelujah. But you know that when Christ came, even at this very tender age, what Christ was doing was that he was teaching in the synagogue. And this is important. He says here in Proverbs 4, give attention to no understanding, for I give you good doctrine. Do not forsake my law. Okay? So when Christ came, he was teaching. All he did and all he was doing was teaching. And because where the word of God is, there is power, then signs and wonders follow. But he was teaching so that they can understand the dispensation that they are in, or they were in. Amen. Because here is the Son of God, he has come. And then he will take the scrolls and read and say, this day, this is fulfilled. So that he will strike a chord in them, whet their appetite, and then bring to them to their knowledge that, look, what I've just read to you now is what was written in the book by Isaiah, by Moses, and now it is happening before you. And he kept at every opportune time that he had, he made sure he was preaching. Hallelujah. Amen. Because he knows and he understands very well that it is in the place of understanding that anybody can function. No understanding cannot function. No, a lot of people make noise. They just make noise, make noise, make noise, make noise. In fact, people make noise, in quote, because of the level of understanding that they have about any situation. So if I get home now and I don't meet food, and I begin to complain, why is there no food, blah, blah, blah. If I understand the reason, I will not complain. I will look for a solution. So the people that are supposed to make food ready, and then they come and say, sir, sorry, we know that when you come, this is what we want to give you, but we know that if you do it, it will not meet your expectation. So we are waiting for you to come before you do it. That's it. And for instance, if you like to eat hot food, if they cook the hot food, the food before you come, it's not going to be hot. So they say, oh, so when you come, we're ready. It's just for us to put this on fire. It's an understanding. When you get angry because you don't understand the reason why they did what they did. Okay? So when I'm going home, every time I'm going home, I call. I'm on my way home. So that there will not be story. So if I'm calling from the island, I don't call from the island. I call from Iyanowuru. I say, I am here. I'm on my way home. I don't need to tell them, get food ready. Now they know. And that because they've worked, they understand that I am a general, means that I am very close to the house. So by my own calculation, when I get in, I don't expect food. I know that when I get in, within 10 minutes, there should be food. If by chance I call you from VI, and I'm on my way home, I don't call you and tell you I'm on my way home. When I'm on VI, I say, I'm on my way home, and I am hungry. That's what I say. Amen. And I say, I am just leaving the office. So they understand that they have enough time. Whether it's 1 or 1 hour, whatever, they have enough time. So when I step into the house, there's no more 10 minutes at that point. There is no more 10 minutes. This one, I step into the house, I go to the table, and I must be eating. That's how it is. So my people know and they understand very well that this is how our Father is. Hallelujah. If I call a VI and I'm on my way home, I don't tell them I'm hungry, they are fine. So if I get to them and I say, where's my food? Say, but you did not tell me you are hungry. Because those are the things that I have laid. See, before Christ came, God laid that foundation and understanding. He brought all the prophets and everybody wrote about the coming king. Hallelujah. And then when he came, of course, when he was born, the shepherds, they saw it. And then, of course, Herod and everybody knew that the Savior had been born. So late foundation. So he was giving them signals ahead. Now, the Savior himself was in their midst. And they needed to understand that what they've been waiting for is here. Amen. So all of you that get angry that your food is not ready, go and teach them how to let your food can be ready. Hallelujah. Sorry, I'm trying to. So, like I said, if you are like that, just devise a means so that people will understand you. There's no need for fighting all over the place. Amen. In John chapter 8. John chapter 8, and I go to verse. This guy. Glory must be. Verse 42. So I think in John chapter 8, we had the story of the one that he said, if you have not sinned, cast a stone, right? That's where it's recorded. So verse 42 says, Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Let's stop. Don't take it away. We'll just leave it there. Okay? It says, nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. He says, if God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Condition number one. Hallelujah. He was talking to them. And he was trying to make them understand the things that he is he. That he and father are one. Okay? And then everybody was like, how can you be comparing yourself to God and all that? And he said, no, have I come of myself, but he sent me. Let's go to verse 43. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. Amen. Hallelujah. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. I just told you a story now so that I can explain this part of the scripture to you. I've said that I tell them when I call, at this point, they know. When I call, at this point, they know. And the only reason why they know is because they have chosen to listen when I was telling them. So, if I say I'm at Dianaoro or I'm on my way home, they know. And that means that when I get home, I will need food. They have listened and they have gotten themselves used to it. He's saying here, he has been, if you read from beginning of chapter 8, and I hope you read it when we had to read it 2 days ago, if you read from the beginning and you get to this point, you understand what was happening. And I said, you do not understand. Why do you not understand my speech? And then he was the one that gave them the answer. Because you do not listen. Amen. He says, because you do not listen to my word. There's a difference between listening and hearing. When you listen, you process. As I'm here, I can hear the sound of generator. And I can hear the sound of fan. And I can hear the sound of my voice. And it's what I'm hearing that you guys are hearing. Hallelujah. And as I'm speaking, I'm processing because I can hear. So I know if I do not say a right word, I know because I heard. And then I change it. That's listening. When you hear, it goes in passing. You don't pay attention to it. Hallelujah. Amen. Listening is with attention. So he says you do not understand because you are not able to listen to my words. That's why it's important this morning that we get to that point of understanding why we need to understand. We need to understand so that we can know him and understand what he's doing. Hallelujah. No longer are we going to nail him to the cross. And that's why we speak and say that God is dealing with us from the finished works perspective. He's no longer dealing with sinners. He's dealing with people that have been redeemed by the blood of his son. Hallelujah. And we say he knows the end from the beginning. Okay? So that at the end is what God is looking at. And the end is finished. That work has been concluded. So what God sees is his righteousness in is you as his righteousness. Hallelujah. Because there's Christ in you. Hallelujah. Now, but without understanding, people will not get to that point. Because he said, don't move this thing. These people were not in Sunday, they were not in Sunday school. He says, why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. Why do you not understand? He didn't say you understand me. Understand my speech. Hallelujah. See, we are admonished. We should pray every day. In the place of prayer is communication. I speak and God listens and God responds. Hallelujah. If he's responding by his speech, and you are not listening, you will not understand. And if you don't understand, you will leave that place of prayer, come out and go back grumbling. That, Shibi, I pray to you. You did not do this and do that. But he says, if you understand, you don't understand my speech because you don't listen to my word. Hallelujah. Look at what the psalmist says. Psalm 119. It's something. I was growing up. They made us read it. Aish. Oh my God. Psalm 119. And then some people say the middle of the Bible, Psalm 119, verse 6. It's a surgery. You have read this thing. You know, God's word is beautiful. And his power. Psalm 119. I'm going to read from verse 100. But actually, my emphasis is on 102 to 104. But I think to read from 100. It said, I understand more than the ancients because I keep your precepts. What are his precepts? What other word is that? Laws. Hallelujah. What are the laws of God? That is words. Hallelujah. And he says, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. Hallelujah. He says, I understand more than the ancients because I keep your precepts. I've restrained my feet from every evil way that I may keep your word. So you are going to tie verse 100 and 101 later. Just note it. It says, I have not departed from your judgments, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts, I get understanding. Hallelujah. Therefore, I hate every false way. Hallelujah. The TPT says in verse 104, for your truth is the source of my understanding, not the falsehoods of those who don't know you, which I despise. For your truth is the source of my understanding. Hallelujah. And the Bible tells us that the word of God is truth. Amen. So Jesus said in John chapter 8 that you do not understand my speech because you don't listen. The psalmist is saying that, look, your truth is the source of my understanding, not the falsehood of those who don't know you, which I despise. So what the psalmist said, and what Christ even came to tell them, there is no disconnect. Why? The psalmist was telling them, was speaking and saying, now, Lord, God's word is the source of my understanding. And because he knows them, that he's able to apply God's word. Amen. And that's why he looks like he's a man of understanding and he knows what to do per time. Hallelujah. I said when I was starting service that life is not a bed of roses. And I think I said, I hope you had a wonderful week. It doesn't mean that it's stress-free. If you look at David's life, he was a man, God said, he's a man after my heart. And yet, he had more troubles recorded than any other person that I know. Hallelujah. But in those troubles, every time he came out tops. Because he had a habit of inquiry, understanding what God wants per time. See, I think when I was growing up, there was one book. Don't let me so that you can go and look for it. Don't let me tell you. So in that book, it was talking about how the angels of darkness, how they walk around and they deal with people. So the book says it was. I think I read it in 1990. So the book was, don't worry, if you know, you know. If you don't know, you know. I'm not going to tell you so that you're going to go and read it. I just want to explain something to you. Then I'll come back to this. So the book was saying that, so the person was saying, I've been agent of darkness. And now this is what we do. When we go around, we see people that belong to God. We see people, say those ones that belong to God, we see light shining around them. And they look untouchable. Those ones that don't belong to God, there's nothing. Whether it's true or not, don't worry. There's nothing. They're just there. Okay? You see, those ones, you don't bother about them. You say, ah, this one is in the pocket already. But those ones that have that shining light, those are the ones that they choose to deal with. Amen. When you think that your life is full of troubles, sit down and look at it. That this is a trial that you are able to overcome. Hallelujah. When you think that my life, this thing, oh, there's wala, sit down and go to God. And say, what should I do? He says, because with every temptation, there comes a way of escape. Hallelujah. With every temptation, there comes a way of escape. Now, it says, count it all joy when you are faced with diverse temptations. Because what? You are able to overcome. Now, the man that does not have understanding, when those trials come, he succumbs to the pressures of the trial. He would not withstand it. He would not face it. He would also come and say, ah, okay. I don't know. There are several trials. Any way you want to sit, I don't know whatever trial anybody is going through. But when trials come, don't give in to the trial. Especially when it's against God's will. Now if you have trials at work and somebody is disturbing you, it's the same thing. If you are not special or you don't have what they need, they will not trouble you. Are you getting me? If you do not have what the world needs, the world will not look for you. It won't. Say every time they're always calling me. They call me to do this, they call me to do that. You should be happy. It's because there's something in you. Something in you. You have something in your hand that God is working with. If they don't call you, there's trouble. You know that you're as good as just existing, you're not living. It's the same way that there's a difference between listening and hearing, that there's a difference between existing and living. A stone exists. Is it living? Huh? A stone exists. Is it living? I don't know if the science has changed, though. I know that they taught us characteristics of living things. Mr. Niger D. Abi? I don't know if they added anything to it now. You know, everything changes fast. So whatever, anything that lives, okay, will die. Abi? But anything that exists will exist and keep existing until you change the structure of what is existing. So if you take a stone, it continues like that until you decide, let me break it down. And then you break it down. It doesn't die. There's nothing to, it does not reproduce. It does not do anything. So any man that is not facing trials, tribulation, is existing, is not living. When Christ was here, he faced all the trials. He went through the same things you and I are going through. So when I say you and I, it doesn't mean just you guys in the room, everybody in the world. Okay? So he's able to identify with our infirmities. Hallelujah. He was 100% man and 100% God. If what we are supposed to go through in life was a life where there are no cares and no worries, then he wouldn't have come and gone through all those troubles. He went through all those things so that we understand that in these things, I am with you. Amen. So understanding creates a whole world of difference when it comes to these things. So when you are working with God and you have an understanding, when troubles come, you will stand. Look at James chapter 3, James chapter 1. Let's take it from verse 1. Sorry, I want to change my... Is it James, a bond servant of God? And of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Hallelujah. It says, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. The trying of your faith works patience. If you take, hold on. Let's read the Message translation. It says, consider it a sheer gift, friends. When tests and challenges come at you from all sides, you know that under pressure, your faith life is forced into the open and shows its true colors. So don't try to get out of anything prematurely. Let it do its work, so you become mature and well-developed, not deficient in any way. Amen. I want to go back to verse 3. It says, you know that under pressure, you know. Amen. That's an understanding. You know that under pressure, your faith life is forced into the open and shows its true colors. So when trials come, it tests your understanding. Hallelujah. Your understanding of the words that God has spoken to you even before the trials come. So if we go back to John chapter 8, verses 42 and 43, especially verse 43, that it says that, why do you not understand my speech? He said, because you do not listen to my words. Your understanding of God, or the speech that God gives to you, is based on your listening to his word. And when trials come, what you have been able to glean from that listening, understanding, is what will help you. Says Message translation says that then when that pressure comes, your faith life is forced into the open, and then it shows its true color. So whether you have been listening or you have not been listening, when those trials come, they bring out the best of what you have laid up on the inside of you. Hallelujah. It doesn't bring out the best of God. No. Everything is a personal experience. It brings out what your faith is able to accommodate. And what your faith is able to accommodate is dependent on what you know. Hallelujah. So that's why people don't give up. He says the trying of your faith, it works patience. That's what the New King James Version says. The trying of your faith works patience. What does patience mean? You understand that your God will show up. Hallelujah. No matter how long people are counting it, they count 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 years, God will show up. That's why Habakkuk 2 verse 2 is there. It says, though it tarry, wait for it. It will not delay. It will not tarry. It will surely come. But if you don't have that understanding, or you have never come across that word, I have never dwelt on that word, it's not going to happen for you. Amen. See, everything that God would create, he created those 6 days, and he rested on the seventh day. Those 6 days that we mentioned in Genesis chapter 1. He's not creating anything new anymore. There's no version 1 of earth or version 2. It's the same earth that he has created and he has created. Hallelujah. And all the finished works were done. He had laid the foundation even before we were born. So what everybody's experience is a function of their understanding of the word of God. Hallelujah. Why is he talking like that? That's the way the word of God is written. And that's the way we have to talk. Look at what Solomon said in Proverbs. I think I mentioned this earlier. When I talked about someone that wakes up and has a reason to fight and he punches, another person has a reason to fight and he looks. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 29 says, "He who is slow to wrath has great understanding, but he who is impulsive exalts folly." Amen. He who is slow to wrath has great understanding. And don't forget that Jesus, God has said in Jeremiah, in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 9, that, you know what, when you boast about anything, boast about the fact that you understand the Lord and you know him. Amen. In Proverbs chapter let me read the message version of the same Proverbs 14:29. It says, "Slowness to anger makes for deep understanding. A quick-tempered person stockpiles stupidity. Amen. Slowness to anger makes for deep understanding. Amen. Oftentimes, we get angry at people and we get angry at God for no just reason. Proverbs 14:29 says, if you will slow down, okay, and look critically with understanding, you will not be quick to anger. Amen. You know, so when, assuming I form, let's just assume that we form a committee now. I say this committee should take care of this thing in church. And everybody is waiting on that committee. And the committee looks like it's not doing anything. Somebody will go, why is this committee not working? These people are just there. They're just there for nothing. But the people in that committee, they know there are reasons for how it looks like they're not working. But they're working at it. Okay? What the difference between you and them is knowledge. The man that is complaining and people that sit down and know is knowledge. So they understand because of knowledge. You don't understand because there's no knowledge. Hallelujah. And that's why Christ was telling them, listen to my speech. Because that is knowledge. Hallelujah. And he said, how does this relate to life? You cannot live life outside of Christ. And you cannot live life outside of the Bible. Amen. Isaiah 11, verses 1 to 2. There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Amen. A rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Little wonder why Christ was telling them, except you listen to my speech, you cannot understand. Because on him rests the Spirit of knowledge and understanding. Hallelujah. when Job was going through his problems. Look at what Job said in Job chapter 28. He says, and to the man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. Hallelujah. Amen. Behold, from is verse 28. And to the man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. Hallelujah. You know that if you don't live in faith, you are living in fear. And if you don't live in faith, it is evil. Hallelujah. And it's because there's no understanding. That's when, if people don't live in faith, it's because there's no understanding. Hallelujah. And it is evil. In James 1, 2, 3, 2 to 4 that we read in a message translation, it says, you know that under pressure, your faith life is forced into the open. I want to show you, I just want to show you how it is evil. If you're under pressure, and the Bible says your faith life is forced into the open. So if you're under pressure to steal or to change funds, what will keep you from not doing that evil thing is your understanding. Hallelujah. And when, you know, there are different opportunities in this life. It's for you to choose the right one. When the opportunity comes and you choose not to do it, you have not done evil. Because you have understanding which is based on faith in the words of God that you have heard. Hallelujah. Any kind of evil that you can think of stems, everything that we do stems from a thought. And everything that we do, you compare. Is this good or not? Whether you want to call it good or not. If it's like, you know, some people deceive themselves. Is this good or better? Whichever one. Whether it is good or better, or is good or bad, it's the same thing. They have only removed bad and replaced it with good. I'm good, they replace it better. It's the same thing. That's why I say language you are using, it matters a lot. Okay? See, it is good. For instance, you know, I think I've said it before. Offices, they put printers and everything there for you. Okay? So that you can do their work efficiently. And then you go and you print your own matter. Okay? He says, it's good now, Abby. But then, by the books of the company, it's bad. Now, when you are doing it, you know. Say, I'm not supposed to do this thing, no. Let me know. And then let me just do it. They won't know. Why? When things are not clear, don't do them. Hallelujah. I said, when they are not clear to you, don't do them so that you not be in error of committing a sin. But when it comes to the things of God, learn to study His word and listen to His word. Hallelujah. When you listen to His word, you will get understanding. You'll be like the Bereans. You know what they will do when they hear? They go back and then they sit with the scriptures and consider what I've heard. How consistent is it with God's word? And then come. They are fine. You decide. Now they are able to decide because they have an understanding. And that's why I say, if you are not sure, don't do it. Because you don't have an understanding. And because there is no understanding, and if you do it and it's wrong, then you are going to be in error of judgment. Hallelujah. Why? And that's why it has to be a consistent practice for us to search out the Word of God. Because it helps our understanding. And as the message translation says, when our faith life is forced to the open, then his true colors is known. If it's either weak or strong, it will be known. Hallelujah. Let me take this last thing. Ephesians 4. Let me take it from verse 13. It says, till we all come to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Verse 14, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the tricky of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for edifying of itself in love. This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of Gentiles walk in futility of their mind, having their understandings darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart. Hallelujah. It says, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God. If your understanding is light, you are not alienated from the life of God. If your understanding is in the Word of God, you are joined to the life of God. And you will experience what God has in store for you the more. Amen. If you are not experiencing it, it's not because God does not have it in store. It's because you do not have the understanding of how to go towards it and how to take hold of what he has done. Amen. Hallelujah. So every man is a function of his understanding. And every man should boast only in the fact that he understands God and knows God. That's when you will press any button in life and things will work, because you know God and you understand God. As long as God says press, you press. Understanding is very important. Any field that you find yourself in, any field, sit down and say, God, you have the Lord of infinite knowledge. Give me understanding in this field. I mean, the Spirit of God came upon Oliab and Bezalel, Spirit of excellence. He set them apart. But when he was going to set them apart, it was not in the things that they don't have understanding about. It was in the things that they already know. Hallelujah. If you're a fashion designer, if I say tailor now, you cut my neck. If you're a fashion designer, if you're a businessman, no matter what kind of business it is in that understanding that you have that God is going to put more light. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't get me wrong. I said, it's in the understanding that you have that God is going to put more light. Hallelujah. So that you can do things that will yield for you. Amen. So if you're a business person and you are doing the wrong business, God will come and meet you there and tell you that this is not what I have for you to do. Because you are boasting in understanding God. And when you understand him, when you are communicating with him, you listen to his speech and you do what he says you should do. Hallelujah. Not all of us will be business people. Some of us will go and work for people. Hallelujah. But that's where God will meet us. Amen. Hallelujah. Some people will establish businesses. That's what God is going to use. Hallelujah. Find your place in him by listening and understanding what he wants you to do per time. Let's rise on our feet. He says, the Gentiles, they walk in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being annihilated from the life of God because of ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their hearts, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness to walk all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ. Hallelujah. If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man, which grows corrupt according to deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Verse 20 says, but you have not so learned Christ. Hallelujah. If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus. That's a big difference. A darkened understanding annihilates you from the life of God. If you have been taught by Christ, because the truth is in him, then you have understanding and you have that life. You connect with the life of God. Let's talk to him this morning. Let's give him all the praise. Thank him, because indeed understanding is enlightening. The words of Christ are simple. All he says, all he wants us to do is to listen to his voice. Listen to my speech. Hallelujah. So that we can understand him. His words are simple, yet his words are full of life and power. Father, we give you all the glory and all the praise. We thank you for yet another time. I thank you because these are seeds that we have sown. Seeds that we have sown. Thank you because they will germinate. And as we expound on your word, as we meditate upon your word, it begins to blossom and bear fruit in our lives in Jesus' name. No longer do we walk with darkened understanding, but we walk even as we have taught by Christ in truth in Jesus' name. We give you all the praise, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.